lately on the Capitol Press Room, we've been reflecting on the legacy of former Governor Andrew Cuomo and analyzing new Governor Kathy Hochul. And for the latest incarnation of this effort, we're checking in with Steve Greenberg of the Siena College Research Institute, which asked New Yorkers earlier this month how they feel about the two leaders of the Empire State. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Great to be with you, David.
So about a month after the AG's damning report came out about Governor Andrew Cuomo, you asked New Yorkers whether they had a favorable or unfavorable opinion about the former state leader. What did you find out about these sentiments a few weeks after Cuomo actually left office?
We talked to voters between 2 and 3 weeks after he had left office. And at that point, 34% of New Yorkers had a favorable view of Andrew Cuomo, 55% had an unfavorable view. It is the worst favorability rating Andrew Cuomo has ever had in a Siena poll. And we've been asking about Andrew Cuomo going back to 2005. So what's truly amazing is the swiftness and depth of the fall. Mm-hmm. If we go back to April 2020, Cuomo was at a 77-21 favorability rating, 77 tying his all-time record high favorability, which he had first attained in his second month in office in February 2011. And if you look at that, going from a 77-21 in April of last year to now a 34-55, that's a 77-point net swing in his favorability rating over that 17-month period.
Do you have a sense of what drove that swing in terms of what demographics he really lost during that period? Because I noticed, based on the ethnicity demographics that you guys have, he still has a 61% favorability ratings amongst African-American and Black New Yorkers.
Absolutely. That is the one constituency that to date has stayed very supportive of the former governor. I mean, ironically, you look at liberals, they're at 41 favorable, 46 unfavorable. You look at Democrats alone, 47 favorable, 39 unfavorable. So it's on the positive side by 8 points, but it doesn't have 50. A majority of Democrats don't have a favorable view. And obviously, Republicans had been lost for a while, so there's not a lot of change among Republicans. Although back, again, if we go back to that April of last year, Republicans were on the positive side for Cuomo, but they quickly fell off over the summer and into the fall as nursing home discussions really started, and they never got back to him. Independents, though, stayed with him much longer than Republicans did, but they've abandoned him as well. 27% of independents now have a favorable view of Cuomo compared to nearly two-thirds, 64%, who view him unfavorably.
I was struck by the fact that Cuomo has a favorability rating of 15% among Republicans. I would have thought it would have been even lower, but so I look then at Donald Trump's favorability rating amongst Democrats, and it's at about 13%. So is there some sort of basement number that all politicians get in terms of favorability from the opposite party? Can you essentially go no lower than 10% unless you, I don't know, you know, spit on an apple pie?
No, that's probably fair. Among politicians who are well-known,
yeah.
We're not going to count the, you know, the lesser-known politicians, but presidents, governors, senators, et cetera. Yeah, I think that's probably fair because you do have a number of Republicans. I don't know whether the number is 7% or 12% or 20% who tend to be more liberal than the average Republican. And you certainly have Democrats in portions of New York City, in portions of the suburbs, and in portions of upstate who are certainly more conservative than the average Democrat.
Yeah.
So, you know, party line is not necessarily party registration. It's why, like in some polls, and you'll see this particularly in a lot of the national polls, they don't do party registration. They do party identification because people move over time.
Yeah.
I used to identify as a Republican. Now I identify as a Democrat or vice versa.
Yeah, you sound like the great Harry Enten, formerly of 538, now of CNN. It's a big thing he talks about. So you did this poll about a month after the governor announced he would be resigning. What did New Yorkers, with a little bit of time to process that announcement, think about that decision in particular? Do they think he made the right call by leaving, or do they think he should have stuck it out?
No, two-thirds of New Yorkers think the governor made the right call. 67% say he was right to resign. Only 26% of New Yorkers say he should have stayed in office. Even a majority of Democrats, by 20 points, 55 to 35, say he should have resigned. Now, African-Americans, as we talked about in terms of favorability, they stuck with the former governor. Mm-hmm. 57% of Black New Yorkers said he should have remained in office, compared to only 35% who said he should have resigned. But that is the only demographic. Even a majority, or I should say a plurality of New York City voters, by a 48 to 40% margin, say Cuomo should have resigned. You know, but those are the two worst numbers. And we asked some other questions, as you know, David, about the former governor. Those were the two worst for him.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking to the Siena College Research Institute's Steve Greenberg about a recent poll that analyzed the favorability of Andrew Cuomo as well as his successor, Kathy Hochul. We don't have a lot of space in between Andrew Cuomo's 10-plus years in office, but you guys did ask about his legacy as governor without a chance to maybe properly reflect on it. What's the gut reaction from New Yorkers as they think about Cuomo's time in the executive mansion?
Definitely more positive than how they feel about him right now. Mm-hmm. We asked voters to judge Cuomo excellent, good, as a positive job performance rating over his 10 years as governor versus fair or poor, the negative side of that equation. 50% of New Yorkers say he did an excellent or good job as governor. 48% that he did only a fair or a poor job. So closely divided, but on the positive side by 2 points. But as we said, 55% of Democrats said he should have resigned, but 65% of Democrats give him an excellent or good positive job performance rating for how he was over the course of that decade as governor. We also asked voters to say, do you think in those 10 years as governor, Andrew Cuomo made New York State a better place to live and work, a worse place, or he left it about the same as when he found it? A plurality of voters, 39% say he left New York better, 27% say he left New York worse, and 27% say about the same as it was.
So then pivoting to our new governor, Kathy Hochul, who has been thrust into the spotlight in recent months after largely existing in the shadows in terms of the overall consciousness of New Yorkers. What sort of favorability ratings does she have, and how do those ratings compare to the New Yorkers who, say, still don't have an opinion about the new governor?
Sure. Well, I mean, what's interesting is if you go back to April, the last time we had previously asked about Kathy Hochul's favorability, she was at 18 favorable, 13 unfavorable, 69%, either had never heard of her or didn't know enough about her to have an opinion.
Right.
Right now, or I should say about a week or so ago, you know, 2 to 3 weeks into her tenure, 42% of New Yorkers said they had a favorable view of Hochul. 17% said they had an unfavorable view, and 41% said they had never heard of her or didn't know enough about her to have an opinion. I really believe, David, I mean, you know, as you and I have talked about before, the down ballot elected office, controller, attorney general, certainly lieutenant governor, don't tend to get the focus, and most New Yorkers still don't know who these folks are, even though they've been elected statewide and have been in office, many of them, for years. So I think what we're going to see is when we go back in with the October Siena poll, that number of don't know, no opinion will probably drop below 30. And by the end of the year, I'd be surprised if it wasn't in the low teens or maybe even lower. New Yorkers tend to know their governor, even though they don't know attorney general, controller, lieutenant governor.
Even if New Yorkers don't really get a deeper understanding of Governor Kathy Hochul and her policy priorities by the time you're back in the field, do you think it's possible that New Yorkers simply based along their partisan fault lines, will begin to come up with opinions about Kathy Hochul. For example, do you anticipate that more Democrats will have a favorable opinion of Kathy Hochul moving forward, and some of these undecided Republicans will just simply gravitate towards the anti-Kathy Hochul position?
Yeah, that certainly would be the conventional wisdom. Let's see how that plays out in reality. But, I mean, we see the basis of that now. You know, Hochul's favorability among Democrats, 55-9. Among Republicans, 32-25. So it's on the positive side, but not by very much. And among independents, it's even more closely divided, 29-27. Independents really don't know what to make of her yet. But I do think it changes. Look, she's been crisscrossing the state. She's on the news, in the newspapers, on social media every day, with whether it's a weather-related, pandemic-related announcement. So I think New Yorkers will come to know her. And look, what we also see is that New Yorkers think, without really knowing her very well, that she's going to be successful on some of the major issues facing the state, like ensuring a safe transition back to in-person public schools. By a 69-16% margin, New Yorkers think Hochul will be successful, including more than 60% of Republicans, when it comes to leading the state through natural disasters. By a 65-16% margin, voters think that Hochul will be successful, including a majority, 56% of Republicans. So I think New Yorkers' minds are open. They want to see her in action and see how she handles herself. Opinions will continue to evolve over the next several months, for sure.
And finally, just in terms of polling logistics, I noticed that this poll has 43 questions in it, and that seems like a lot of questions. And I made me wonder, how expensive was it to get this poll in the field? I mean, you don't need to tell me, dollars and cents, show me any receipts, but is this kind of an expensive endeavor for the Siena College Research Institute? And am I right in my opinion that this is kind of a lengthy, extensive poll?
Well, there was a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
As you know, David, we don't do we do a poll virtually every month, not 12 statewide a year, but usually 10 or so statewide polls a year. And Siena College Research Institute does that as a public service to keep New Yorkers informed of about what New Yorkers are thinking. So there is certainly a cost involved in it. The longer the poll, the harder it is to complete. Means more hours on the phone, which increases the cost. But we really felt that this month there was a lot to talk about in terms of the incoming governor, questions about the outgoing governor, questions about the pandemic. So this survey tended to be a little longer. And you say 43 questions. That doesn't count all the demographic questions we asked.
Right. That's a good point. Well, we've been speaking with Steve Greenberg. He's from the Siena College Research Institute, which had a poll in the field earlier this month about Andrew Cuomo, Kathy Hochul, and much, much more in New York. Steve, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate the opportunity. So thank you, David.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.